जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानन्दन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानन्दन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानन्दन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानन्दन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम रामा हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे रामा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम रामा हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे जय राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे जय राधा मदन मोहन ललिता देवी राधा मदन मोहन ललिता देवी जय गिरि गोवर्धन गिरि गोवर्धन जय गिरि गोवर्धन जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद नित्य गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल नित्य गौर हरि बोल Jai Guru Premanande. Hare Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 1, Verse number 37. Aho asadhvanusthitam yadabhiniveshito aham indriyera vidyarachita vishama vishayandhakupe tadalam malam Amushyavanitaya vinodamrigam Mam dhig dhig giti garhayam chakara Aho asadhvanusthitam yadhavinibeshito aham Indriyera vidyarachita vishama Vishayandhakupe tadalam malam Amushyavanitaya vinodamrigam Mam dhig dhig giti garhayam chakara Aho asadhvanusthitam yadhavinivishito aham indriyera vidyarachita vishama vishayandhakupe tadalamalam amushyavanitaya vinodamrigam Mam dhig dhig giti garayam chakara. Yes. Aho asadhvanusthitam. Indriyera vidyarachita vishama. Mam dhig dhig iti garyam chakara. Indriyera vidyarachita vishama. Vishayandhakupe tadalam malam. Aho अलास, असाधु, नॉट गुड, अनुष्ठितम, एग्जीक्यूटेड, यत, बिकॉज, अभिनिवेशितः, बीइंग कंप्लीटली अब्सॉर्ब्ड, अहम, आई, इंद्रियेहि, फॉर सेंस ग्रेटिफिकेशन, अविद्या, बाय निसेंस, रचिता, मेड, विषमा, causing distress, vishaya, sense gratification, andhakupe, in the dark well, tat, that, alam, insignificant, alam, of no importance, amushyaha, of that, vanitayaha, wife, vinodamirgam, just like a dancing monkey, Mom, unto me, dhik, all condemnation, dhik, all condemnation, iti, thus, garhyam, criticism, chakara, he did. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Jai Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The king thus began criticizing himself. Alas, how condemned I have become because of my sense gratification. I have now fallen into material enjoyment, which is exactly like a covered well. I have done enough. I am not going to enjoy anymore. Just see how I have become like a dancing monkey in the hands of my wife. Because of this, I am condemned. Purport. How condemned is the advancement of material knowledge can be understood from the behavior of Maharaj Priyavrat. He performed such wonderful acts as creating another sun which shined during the night and creating a chariot so great that its wheels formed vast oceans. These activities are so great that modern scientists cannot even imagine how such things can be done. Maharaj Priyavrat acted very wonderfully in the material field of activities. But because he was dealing in sense gratification, ruling his kingdom and dancing to the indications of his beautiful wife, he personally condemned himself. When we think about this example of Maharaj Priyavrat, we can just consider how degraded is the modern civilization of materialistic advancement. Modern so-called scientists and other materialists are very satisfied because they can construct great bridges, roads and machines, but such activities are nothing comparable to those of Maharaj Priyavrat. If Maharaj Priyavrat could condemn himself in spite of his wonderful activities, how condemned we are in our so-called advancement of material civilization. We can conclude that such advancement have nothing to do with the problems of the living entity entangled within this material world. Unfortunately, modern man does not understand his entanglement and how condemned he is. Nor does he know what kind of body he is going to have in the next life. From the spiritual point of view, a great kingdom, beautiful wife, and wonderful material activities are all impediments to spiritual advancement. Maharaj Priyavrat had served the great sage Narada sincerely. Therefore, even though he had accepted material opulences, he could not be deviated from his own task. He again became Krishna conscious. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Neha abhikramana sosti pratyavayo na vidyate svalpam api asya dharmasya trayate mahato bhayat. In devotional service, there is no loss or diminution. And even a small service rendered in devotional life is sufficient to save one from the greatest danger. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2, verse number 40. Such renunciation as Maharaj Priyavat's is possible only by the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Generally, when people are powerful or when they have a beautiful wife, a beautiful home and material popularity, they become more and more entangled. Priyavrat Maharaj, however, having been completely trained by the great sage Narada, revived his Krishna consciousness in spite of all impediments. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurol Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Namaom Vishnupadaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschata Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langhayati Girim Yatkripatam Vande Shri Guru Dinataranam Shri Chaitanyeshwaram Paramananda Madhavam. Hare Krishna. First of all, seeking blessings from all the Vaishnavas assembled here, so that whatever is mentioned in Bhagavatam, I can try to apply something in my life. So here we are into a section of Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 1st chapter, wherein the very important episode of the Priyavrat Maharaj comes here. So this chapter begins with Parikshit Maharaj asking questions to Sukhdev Goswami. That how could Priyavrat Maharaj enter into a grahastha life? And more importantly, even though he entered into materialistic life, how could he get out of that? So in that context, Sukhdev Goswami continued replying with the glory of devotional service. And then we saw that how Lord Brahma arrived there and convinced Priyavrat Maharaj of accepting this service as the Lord's order, as the order of the Supreme Lord. And very humbly, Priyavrat Maharaj accept the order of Lord Brahma. And Priyavrat Maharaj entered the household life with a spirit of renunciant, which was like very much important. So he was completely conscious of his spiritual life, and with this he ruled the kingdom, and that's how he became glorious. And here, there Parikshit Maharaj again, created a doubt that although he did so many things, but still, how he could become Krishna conscious? Like in today's purport is mentioned that he was so glorious that he became one more sun, that there was no night only during his kingdom. So there in verse number 35 we saw that. That's how it's mentioned that the glory of devotional service, that it is not surprising that Parikshit Maharaj could come out, but it is so glorious that even by just uttering once the Krishna's holy name. Even an untouchable becomes freed from all the, you know, like birth, old age, disease and all these things. So there it came in verse number 35. Naivam vidu purushakaro rukramasya pumsam tadangri rajasadicha sadgunanam chitram vidura vigata sakridadadita. Sakrid word means only just by once. What happens? Yannamadheya madhuna sajahati bandham. Immediately one gets relieved, even though if a person is untouchable. So then what? Then it is bit natural that Parikshit Maharaj, Priyavrat Maharaj could get relieved. So the important was he was conscious of his duties and he was with all the time keeping Krishna consciousness as a center, he was performing all his activities. So today we will try to reflect upon some points of day-to-day life which we are going through and how we can be little bit 1% more conscious in whatever stage we are. So in this purport, Prabhupada mentions very beautifully that Maharaj Priyavrat has served the great sage sincerely, great sage Narada sincerely. Therefore, even though he had accepted the material opulences, he could not be deviated from his own task. So the sincere service to the devotees became a key parameter for him to come out. So in our, as a sadhaka, our Krishna consciousness begins with association of devotees. How association of devotees is glorious at all the time. Once Yudhishthir Maharaj started milestone of 100 Ashwamedh Yajnas. So in that, this episode comes in Mahabharata. That he started the first Ashwamedh Yajna, and you know, it's like you complete any festival, you complete, you know, like any yajna, what is the ending? Any festival ending with Mahaprasad and Prasad. So it was like he has installed one bell, wherein the glory of that bell was it used to ring, you know, it will ring automatically as soon as everyone in the kingdom is satisfied. So Yudhishthir Maharaj fed almost everyone, and astonishingly that bell was not ringing. So then he could find out that who is the one who is not yet satisfied. So let's find out. So then they found out that one of the sage who is sitting in a cave, he had not yet honored prasadam. So then Yudhishthir Maharaj personally went to him. He invited him, please come, you know, please come and honor prasadam so that we can complete this first Ashwamedh Yajna. So what that sage said is, I have one condition. If you fulfill, then I can come. Okay. So he said, you give me the fruits of the 100 Ashwamedha Yajna, then I will come to honor prasadam. So Yudhishthir Maharaj said, what to speak of 100 Ashwamedha Yajna? Let me complete first Ashwamedha Yajna, then I can, you know, once I complete all 100 Ashwamedha Yajnas, then I can offer you the fruits. He said, no. So then Yudhishthir Maharaj was not able to understand. He was in completely tensed. He came back looking at his tense, Draupadi came and asked what happened karke. So then he narrated the incident. Draupadi said, it's very simple, let me try and check. So when Draupadi came there, so he came to the sage you know, inviting that please come to honor prasadam, our first Ashwamedh Yagya will get completed. He said, again the same story, you know, it's like you give me the fruits of 100 Ashwamedh Yagya, then I'll come to honor the prasadam of the first Ashwamedh Yagya. Then Draupadi said, I have completed crores and crores of Ashwamedh Yagya and I am offering you everything. He said, how come? He said, as soon as I stepped down to take a darshan of a Vaishnava, to take a darshan of a sadhu, ek ek pag koti koti yagya saman. So one step is equal to crores and crores of yagyas. So that means when I stepped down from my residence and I was coming to take your darshan, each and every step was equivalent to crores and crores of yagyas. So all those yagyas fruits I am offering to you now. So please accept and come. So the sage immediately came back to honor the prasadam of the first Ashwamedh Yagya. So with this incident we can understand how fortunate we are that we are in the association of devotees, where every seconds and every minute we are getting that. So the only thing what we have to do is we have to be conscious of the blessing which we have received. So that is not only the beginning of Krishna consciousness, but at every step, if we are conscious of this blessing, then it helps to progress in our devotional service. Then, you know, it's like one in Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, first chapter, in 12th verse it comes, it compares with, because people in the outside world says that, you know, like the more senior they are, you know, we have seen since last 70 years, humne itne din aur raat dekhe hain, aap to humare samne ek chote se ande ke saman hai. So Srimad Bhagavatam realigns our thoughts. It's nothing that we have spent 50 years and 60 years and 70 years in this material world, but it depends upon the quality of the life. So it says, what is the value of the prolonged life which is wasted inexperienced by years in this world? Better a moment of full consciousness. Better a moment of full consciousness, because that gives one a start in searching after his supreme interest. So every activity has to be done with conscious of Krishna, why we are doing what we are doing. In this context, one of the very interesting video, if you all give permission, I can share. Is it visible? Partial.
Exigo. अरे झालं की नाही तुझं, किती उशीर? अग मला लवकर निघायचंय, पास संपलाय माझा, पास काढायचा आहे. काय हे ना तुझं रोजच झालंय, 10 मिनिटं लवकर उठायला नको आणि मग अशी काहीतरी गडबड सुरू करते.
Calling सर्व प्रवाशांना नम्र निवेदन आहे की त्यांनी ट्रेनमध्ये अथवा प्लॅटफॉर्मवर धूम्रपान करू नये.
आपके द्वारा डायल किया गया नंबर अभी स्विच्ड ऑफ है.
You know, although it was like simple, but you know, our services become so mechanical many a times that, you know, like here in this context we see that Priyavrat Maharaj got an instruction from Lord Brahma, and he was serving the great sage Narada very sincerely. That was the reason he was reminded of his duties. That was the reason he was conscious of Krishna all the time. So right from the beginning of the life, we saw in this video that how people, even though after working for 30 years, 40 years, they become so mechanical that we should not forget what is the ultimate duty of this human life. So here we saw that how the association is important, and at the same time, not only that, but in the association, we need to remind ourselves constantly that what opulence we have. And in this association, often certain times questions arises. You know, like, there are so many rules, there are so many regulations, why there is no freedom? You know, often, like one devotee asked once, that why there are four regulative principles? Why we need to follow? It's like the basic question is, you know, like ahara, nidra, bhaya, maithunam, so whatever we discussed, like the basic principles, the difference between the human life and the other species. Now, these four regulative principles, you know, for a beginner, you know, we discussed that why not to try to follow these regulative principles, at least in this life. And whoever is following, what fortunate we are, and what fortune is ours, that we are protected into these four pillars of dharma. You know, often in this material world we say that, you know, it's like for a typical householder or you know, any human species, whoever is staying, he needs sabka ek to khwaish hota, you know, I should have a good house to stay. In our spiritual practice, we are so fortunate that we are being protected into these strong four pillars of dharma, which is like you know, the evidence comes is why how these four regulative principles came. The reference is from the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Abhyartidas tadatasmai sthanani kalai dadau dyutam panam striya suna yatha dharmas chaturvidaha. These four places where Kaliyuga stay, where the ignorance stay, and when we are into spiritual practice, in whichever platform we are, whether we may be in family life, whether we may be in renounce order staying in a temple. These are the four places which need to be avoided, and for that Srila Prabhupada has given us four regulative principles. Why there are 16 rounds? You know, like often when we reach out to those to some of the areas, then we realize our own good fortune. One of the person said that, you know, we are following one of the spiritual practice, and your spiritual practice have only char niyam, only four regulative principles, but our practice has 10 regulative principles. And they only said that not even 1% of your one regulative principle is being followed in this. And they are being practicing spiritual practice for last 40 years, and people are realizing that how those who are being, you know, there are many spiritual practices going on who are literally cheating people. That's why Prabhupada also said that when we are genuine within our heart, then the Paramatma within our heart will guide towards those people who are genuine. And that's how practically, you know, like at each and every stage we can be conscious that what we have received, this four regulative principles and 16 round, which what Srila Prabhupada has simplified it, that, you know, it's like 16 round Prabhupada has said throughout the day. What if Prabhupada would have said before 5 a.m., before 6 a.m.? So it's like we have to be conscious that at least we are into the right path, wherein the chanting of the holy name is so merciful that he has appeared, and with this we can be conscious of each and every name, you know, like Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And with that, we can progress step by step. You know, it may be like a baby step, 1%. 1% today, I am 1% more conscious than yesterday. So like that, we can be step by step, little bit conscious of our spiritual practices. Now question comes, whatever efforts I am doing, is my efforts are noticed? So then again in Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, 7th chapter, there in that section comes that yes, your efforts are noticed. Gajendra called out for the holy name during his troubled times. And the Lord appeared. So once in this episode of Mahabharata, the game of dice, it is called a game of dice, where the Pandavas and the Kauravas were playing. It was in Hastinapur. And coincidentally, during that same time, Rukmini and Krishna were playing the game of dice at Dwarka. So now here Rukmini and Krishna was playing for their pleasure of each other. But here the Pandavas and Kauravas, when the game of dice was going on, so there we all know that how it became like at last the Draupadi was also being she was also helpless during that time. She was calling the Lord's holy name. She was calling the Lord for the help. So when Rukmini and Krishna were playing a game of dice, Rukmini was saying the Lord. You know, Rukmini could hear the cry of Draupadi, the call of Draupadi. So Rukmini was saying, please, your devotee is calling you. So then Krishna said, actually, Dwarika is too far. How will I go? There is no vehicle to go with such a great speed. Rukmini said, vehicle? For Gajendra, you came from Vaikuntha from such a long distance. Then why not from Hastinapur to Dwarika you can go? So no, still the speed will not be that too much that, you know, I can reach Dwarika karke. So Rukmini was not able to understand what Krishna was trying to say here. So then that conversation was going back and forth because Rukmini was restless that Draupadi is calling with helplessly. So in that conversation was going on and in that matlab, suddenly Krishna disappeared. Krishna disappeared from Hastinapur and appeared at Dwarika Krishna disappeared from Dwarika and appeared at Hastinapur. And there, you know, in the form of sari, he protected Draupadi. That entire episode, we know that how Krishna protected there. And then after that entire episode, Krishna came back to Dwarika. And now Rukmini is saying that, with which vehicle you went now? Previously you were saying that there was no vehicle with me. Now which vehicle you found out here? So then Krishna said, the vehicle was the helpless tears of desperation. So the more helplessly a devotee call out for Krishna, call out his holy name. So the Lord can get the carrier or vehicle with which he can come and reside in our heart. So similarly, the more conscious we are of our devotional limbs which we are practicing, the Lord will be pleased more and more. And similarly, you know, it is applicable for our services also. Like, you know, here in this Priyavrat Maharaj episode, there was an instruction of Lord Brahma to carry out the activities. Similarly, but Lord Brahma didn't said you have to be conscious of Krishna, remember. So in our day-to-day services also, we get we have to do our duties. We have to serve. We have to come in contact of the material activities also. But we have to be conscious of our devotional limbs. That is individual responsibility. So although authority, allocating the services, they may not, you know, instruct that. It's like ensure that you complete your 16 rounds, ensure that you follow the regulative principles, ensure that you take darshan of the Lord. Although those instructions are not there, but those instructions has to be taken at our individual responsibility level. So similarly, it's like whenever we are taking darshan of the Lord, it is like the Lord is showering His Kripa Drishti on us. The Lord is showering His blessings by giving us darshan. So again, it's like we are staying in a temple, we are fortunate. But what about those people who are staying at home? So for them, the deity worship. Deity worship. Now deities can be in the form of photograph also. Deities can be in a form of small picture also. It's like in seventh canto, I think. In seventh canto, Sri Narad Muni glorifies Yudhishthir Maharaj. about how fortunate you are, because often people in outside world say, often people who are staying in family life may condemn themselves, you know. Like, oh, we are into a family life, what to do, you all are staying in a temple, you are so fortunate. But there in seventh canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Narad Muni is glorifying a family life. How fortunate you are. He's saying, Yudhishthir Maharaj, how fortunate you are. Yuyam Riloke Batabhuri Bhaga Lokam Spunana Munayo Abhiyanti. He says, how fortunate you are that so many saintly persons are coming to your home. Why? Because the Lord is very close to you. Because the Lord has placed his lotus feet at your home, that is why your home is so fortunate. So whenever in a family, whenever one is worshipping the Lord, one is offering bhoga to the Lord, that means they are inviting the Lord to stay in their house. The Lord's lotus feet is in their home, and by that, their home can be converted into Vaikuntha. So with that, with that, we can be more conscious. We can be more conscious of the activities of the devotional limbs whenever and wherever we are following. And lastly, it's like, now we are receiving so many things. We are receiving daily darshan of the Lord. We have received a community wherein day in and day out we have a good fortune of taking darshan of the Lord, honoring prasadam of the Lord. To honor one particle of the prasadam, Mother Parvati has to do tapasya for so many millions and millions of years. And we are getting day in and day out. So here, now this mercy when we have received, to the extent possible, we can share with others also. That opportunity also Srila Prabhupada has created, by which we can share with others to the extent with our capacity. And why we need to share? Because, you know, often people say that, you know, it's like by receiving I will be happy. So here one of the devotees was sharing, when you receive, you get things. It's like when you get some gift of book, let's say one devotee is gifting you a diary. So when you receive the diary, you have received diary. You have received a thing. But when we are giving to others, although we may be losing a diary, although we may be losing a gift, but we are getting blessing. So by taking, we receive a thing, and by giving, we receive a blessing. So that is why, while giving also, we have to be conscious. When we are consciously giving, when we are consciously sharing, it may be charity, it may be Krishna conscious sharing with others. When we are sharing with others, giving to others, we receive blessings, we receive mercy of Prabhupada. And when we are sharing that mercy with the others, by that we can be more grateful and more grateful of what we have received. And lastly, our special gratitude to the founder Acharya Abhay Charanarvinda Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Swami Prabhupada, who has given us this causeless mercy unto all of us, by which we can cross over this difficult vast ocean of material existence. And we can pray to him that, yes, please keep me in this association, and remind us time and again to be more and more conscious of Krishna. Just like Priyavrata Maharaj was conscious of Krishna all the time, we can try to the level extent possible to be more and more conscious of Krishna. Hare Krishna. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Anyone would like to add anything, correct anything, please feel free to share. हरे कृष्ण। श्रील प्रभुपाद की, ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की।